This is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us as we ramp up the Independence Day weekend, celebrating the 250th anniversary of our country. Race Week is next.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna-do. But flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never-do? That's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your local Coyote dealer is Joe Sines Power Equipment, located at 3951 Waverly Road in Owego. The phone number is 607-689-0330. Owego and Endicott Agway has you covered for all your spring needs. Whether it's plants and shrubs, lawn and garden, power equipment, or repairs, put their expert knowledge to work for you. Owego and Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they're ready to serve you. Owego and Endicott Agway.
Make it out.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. NAPA of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, NAPA has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at NAPA of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and the only racetrack to run here in the Southern Tier for the 4th of July weekend due to Mother Nature was Thunder Mountain Speedway in Center Lisle. That happened 4th of July evening, and it was a great show. Awesome fans turning out, and they were wall-to-wall. Fireworks were beyond anything a lot of people expected, and once again, the racing was quite hot on the mountain. Thunder Mountain celebrating the 250th anniversary with a fantastic night of racing overall. It was PJ Goodwin holding off Daniel Morgowitz for the Dirt Track Digest TV Modified victory, while Jordan McCready outdueled Brandon Lokes to win the Dirt Car 358 Modified feature. Jerry Lobdow Jr., Lokes, Cameron Searles, and Luke Powell also find victory lane on Saturday night.
So, Jerry, if you could make your way over here, I know you're over there somewhere. Or did he go that way? No, he's behind me. That's one thing he doesn't... Well, no, he does sneak up on his competitors from time to time. But tonight, you was like a man on a mission. You made it your mission to get to the front in a hurry and keep it there.
Yeah, the last few weeks here, we've had some terrible luck and haven't been able to get it done and been pretty frustrated.
Well, you know that this is a top-notch car team, and you put a lot of effort into it. And tonight, all the hard work definitely paid off for you, bro.
Yeah, I had to really produce tonight. The car owner was actually here, so I couldn't really screw around too much or probably wouldn't be too good.
What do you think of the fireworks?
Yeah, they were fireworks. I'm not a big firework person, so we're just here to race and have fun.
Well, great job here tonight. You did a good job. Okay.
I got to thank my kid doing two nights a week. I got to thank Denny and Carrie and his son Dusty there. They own the car. I just get to drive it. So this is for him and them guys and Moose Race Engines and Pops Automotive and Eagle Ridge Construction, Decker Firewood, Denny Decker Logging, my girlfriend Sam, Dave. Everybody helps out. Thank you.
It takes an army. Jerry Lobdell Jr., winner of the Factory Stock feature here tonight. He'll get his photos taken down here. Out of the car, winner of the 600cc Sprint feature, Cameron Searles. So, Cameron, I've been thinking about this. You did something twice tonight that a lot of people haven't been able to do in a long, long time, and that is beat Zach Bobbitt.
Yeah, I've been lucky. Messed up 2 weeks ago and gave it away on lap 17. But Ivan and Dan and Rob, they have this thing set on kill mode right now, and if I can beat Zach to the bottom, it's over.
So after the heat, you knew that you had won that. Now you got the whole 20-lap feature. Did you think you could hold them off for whole 20 laps?
Well, after 2 weeks ago, I watched a video probably 30 times of where I messed up, and I knew I wasn't going to let that happen again.
Well, you did what you had to do. You led the entire race. Congratulations, my friend. You earned that one tonight.
Thank you. And mainly I want to thank Ivan, Dan, and Rob, because without them, I wouldn't be standing here right now.
And they, I'm sure, are very proud of you. Cameron Searles, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the 600cc Sprint event here tonight. Open modified feature winner pulls in the victory lane. It's the 55 machine, PJ Goodwin. Well, my friend, that was probably one of the most entertaining features we've seen here in a long time.
Yeah, it was fun for me, too.
You and Daniel there, back and forth and back and forth. You had your line, he had his line, and it was just one hell of a race.
Yeah, he was faster than me in one and two, but three and four, this thing really come off. So I just had to wait for him to miss the bottom or something. So,
but he didn't miss, you didn't miss, and then, of course, the other guys were creeping in behind you. It's been a while since you've been down here in Victory Lane.
Yeah, we've been struggling lately, so this one feels good. Yeah, I'd like to. We don't have any sponsors, so we're not gonna thank them. But my family, that's who I'm gonna thank. So, yeah, my mom and dad and Jen and Mark and the Randalls, everybody that helps with this car. My brother Marty and Rainey Kasaki. So, and we just got out in the dirt tonight.
Yeah, get a little emotional down here. That's what this is all about. You love the sport. You keep at it week after week, and you never give up. And it paid off tonight. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
PJ Goodwin, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the modified feature event here tonight. And now pulling into victory lane, the 358 modified feature winner, second time this season, it's Jordan McCready. So, Jordan, the first time we got to talk to you in victory lane, it was a relatively, you know, walk-away easy feature. Tonight, you earned every bit of that son of a gun.
Yeah, that was fun racing with Brandon. Like we were just talking, that was about as clean as you could race when you race that hard, and the track has a little bit of character. And I mean, we barely touched a few times, and I mean, it was anyone's race at the end. If I made one more mistake, I'm sure he would have got me, and it was very cool. Thanks for everybody for coming out. Great great fireworks show from Carl, and track was in great shape. Thanks for Tammy and Pat Flack for letting me drive it, and all my guys for sticking around for the long week.
I noticed that it was like a little bit of a game of cat and mouse during the feature because you would choose the inside, then he would try the outside, and you guys kept swapping back and forth, but you made the ultimate right decision.
Yeah, I got lucky. I tried the top a few times in one and two, and it felt decent, but I could tell he was getting a better run out of two, and it just slowly got narrower out of there, and finally I just managed to hit it perfect one lap and got underneath of him, and that was it there.
That's all it takes is one little mistake and one right move on your part. Congratulations on a hard-fought victory.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Jordan McCready, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the 358 Modified feature event. And back into victory lane here tonight in the 600 mods, Mr. Smooth, Brandon Lokes. Brandon, I almost thought we were going to get to talk to you for, like, double duty down here, man. But this little buggy here has been, like, on a rail. You started mid-pack and got her to the front pretty quick.
Yeah, this thing's hooked up. I was really hoping we'd get it to 358, but I can't complain if a second. Yeah, I can't thank Josh, his family, enough for setting this thing up. And all I do is drive it.
So I noticed earlier on Facebook that the plans were to be somewhere else tonight. Aren't you glad the plans changed a little bit? It was a hell of a night for you here.
Yeah, we were going to head up to Fulton. We almost got up there when they canceled, so we turned around and brought the 358 here and called Josh up, and he got this car ready, and we got that thing here. And
yep. And here you are. You're back in victory lane again. You want to thank anybody?
Yeah, I got to thank all the sponsors on this car, D-Squared Home Improvements, Pendle Companies, Sightworks, Wood Maple Farms, BC Cafe, Slavic & Co., RPA, Rich Powell Designs, everyone else that works on this thing.
That's a lot of sponsors on a little car, but, man, it takes an army sometimes to get you to victory lane, and you lived up to your name, nickname tonight, Mr. Smooth. You did it.
Thank you.
Brandon Louse, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the 600cc mods. Back in victory lane here at Thunder Mountain in the Sportsman Division, it's Lukey Luke, Luke Powell. Well, Luke, it hasn't been that long since we talked up here. It probably seems like a long time to you, but you worked hard for that one tonight.
That's for sure. I can't thank everybody enough that helps me out here. Alderson Valley Maple Products, John and Nancy Alderson, Snell Metal Fab, NECU Construction, Kevin Tershman, he's a great guy. Rich Designs usually keeps it somewhat clean, but it's got a little banged up, but it'll be all right.
So tonight the track, a couple of guys were saying, had a lot of character. It was different lines. You could run inside or outside, just depending on where you had your car set up to be.
Yeah, absolutely. In 3 and 4, it actually had a groove in it, and you could, if you would hit that right, you'd have a lot of bite and just shoot out of the corners.
And 1 and 2, it looked like you needed to be on the bottom.
Yes, it was really slick. Had to shut it right down and then get back after it.
So the tail of two corners.
Yep, that's for sure. Thanks for everybody that stayed.
Congratulations, Luke Powell, ladies and gentlemen, winner of our Dirt Car Sportsman feature event.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Laughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
The drag is back. Shangri-La 2 Speedway is the place to be every Saturday night. Featuring four classes of racing on the half-mile concrete oval with the Insinger Performance Modified, JZ 4-cylinders, Super Stocks, and the Marion Decker Hobby Stocks, all in a family-friendly atmosphere. Games open at 5, practice starts at 6, and racing starts at 7 p.m. sharp. Take 17C to 114 Skyline Drive in Tioga Center. $15 general admission, $5 children 6 to 12, under 5 are free. Saturday night, it's racing at Shangri-La 2 Speedway.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
Pencan Speedway has the very best in dirt track racing every Friday night. Featuring the Sunoco Racing Fuels Insinger Performance Modifieds, 602 Crate Sportsman, Junior Division, 600cc Modifieds, Factory Stocks, Wingless Sprints, 4-cylinders and Street Stocks, it's non-stop excitement for the entire family. Friday nights were made for Pencan Speedway, located on Route 171 in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Check them out on Facebook for more information, Pencan Speedway.
Well, the morning show is very pleased to welcome today Pete Minnie. He's the president of the Triple Cities Street Rod Club. Good morning, Pete, and welcome to WEBO.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate you coming down here for today, and a very special year once again for the Street Rod Club. 52 years in some capacity at Hickory's Park. So this weekend, you've got the Triple Cities Street Rod Club sponsoring Cars in the Park. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on.
Yeah, so this is our 52nd annual car show at Hickory's Park. Our major sponsor this year, again, is Gary Wilcox. And the show runs Sunday, July 12th from 8 to 4.
From 8 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right,
now,
so
it's year number 52, and it started as an actual race or something?
No,
how did it start out?
So the club was incorporated in 1972. In 1974, they started having car shows at Hickory's Park. It was called the Hickory's Rod Run back then. It was a two-day event, or 3 days, I don't remember. But and then in 1998, it became a one-day event, and we went to Cars in the Park, which is a format we have today.
So it's going to be this Sunday, July 12th, from 8 until 4. Sounds like it's always a good time. I usually go each and every year. And I enjoy it. And one of the reasons I enjoy it is it has a little bit of something to offer for everybody. You've got early model T's and model A's and everything, all the way up through some of the muscle cars in the 70s and the 60s and everything, and right up to some of the stuff that's really popular today.
Yes, that's correct. So it's a top 50 show. We used to have classes, but all vehicles are welcome, cars and bikes. So we'll get cars from the 20s, 30s, 40s, all up to brand new cars. You'll see everything there.
It's interesting watching them drive in and drive out and go past the trophy stand and everything. And each one seems to have its own unique, I'll call it, personality.
Yes, they do. They have their own personality and sound. Yeah,
absolutely, right there. Now, how does somebody register for this event?
So there's no pre-registration. You just, if you're a car show participant or bring a bike, you just basically show up the day of the show. You'll go into Hickory's Park and go over what we call the Dog Park Bridge, and you'll be directed from there.
Okay, and the cost is about $15 a car?
The show cars are $15, that's correct. Now, if you're a spectator, you'll come into the park, you'll park behind the monument up there on top, and then you'll walk across the bridge, and a spectator donation is $2 per person, and kids are free.
Now, where does the money go?
So all the money goes to local charities. Every year we give, depending on how the car show goes, we give to about 20 local charities. Bradford County, Tioga County, Broome County, and we also give tool sets to four of the local BOCES programs.
All right. Now, you've got quite a few activities going on throughout the day right here for Cars in the Park. Tell us a little bit about some of them as far as the schedule.
I'm not going to go through the schedule, but basically we have kids games. We have a Pinewood Derby race. Plus a coloring contest. The car racing starts at noon. We'll have an ice cream truck. We'll have face painting this year. We also have Operation Safe Child, which is put on by the Broome County Sheriffs and the Tioga County Sheriffs. We have T-shirts for sale. We expanded our raffle basket area this year, so we'll have a lot of raffle baskets. We're doing 250-50s this year. We'll have food trucks. We'll have craft vendors and food. And music, and of course, cars.
Now, people that are there can vote for three different cars?
So the car show participants, they'll be given a ballot, and they pick their top three, and then we'll be giving out a top 50 awards. So there'll be 50 awards being given out.
So that goes sometime around 3-ish?
By 3 o'clock, that's when we start that. We also have some giveaways, and I mentioned we're going to do 250-50s for the spectators.
Well, that'll be good as well. Now, the Pinewood Derby, how does that work?
So basically, the kids, there'll be a kids' tent there. You just show up and you color the cards, you fill out a form, and then about 12 o'clock, racing starts.
Okay, so overall, everything kind of comes together throughout the day. Now, this is a rain or shine event.
That's correct. It's a one-day event, rain or shine. So we please ask to come out, depending on what the weather's like. But the early forecast predicts it's supposed to be no rain, and the weather's supposed to be... about 80 degrees, I believe.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
We just did it again. We're talking with Pete Minnie. He's the president of the Triple City Street Rod Club. He's still the president, I might add. And we're talking about Cars in the Park coming up at Hickory's Park this coming Sunday, July 12th from 8 until 4. 52nd year of them being there. And we talked a little bit about some of the activities that are going to go and be going on. It all benefits some local charities around the area once again. And there's a dedication as far as this show going and being dedicated in memory of somebody. Tell us about that.
So we had a couple members die this past year, Linda Cross being one of them. She was a recent member. And then Denny Arafat, who was actually one of the founding members, he passed away this year also. Mm. So there was six of them that started the club.
Now, you had about 400 cars last year. What is your expected goal this year?
I always like to say I want to see 500 cars on that field. That's what I always say. Now, some people look at me and they'll think I'm crazy, but I want to see 500 cars on that field.
I think that's attainable.
Yeah.
Gary Helmers thought it was attainable.
Yeah, but there's enough room, and there's more than enough room, and I just want to see a lot of people having fun. That's what I want to see.
It's always a good time. I also like the music that's played in the background with the period music as well.
Yeah, so Friday night, Past the Present Cruises is going to be playing the music again once this year. So Kevin will be there doing that.
So it sounds like overall it's going to be a good time.
Yep.
Now, if somebody wants more information, what's your Facebook site?
Our Facebook site is just go to triplecitystreetrods.com, or you can send me a message there on our messenger through there.
Now, there's also phone numbers posted.
Yeah, so my phone number is on there, so if you have any questions, you can call me. It's 607-727-1314. Or if you're a vendor and want to set up a craft tent, call Gary at 607-727-1576.
All right, excellent. So it sounds like you got everything covered right here. Now, I noticed there's a notation on the bottom that says no pets, no bikes, no skateboards.
So, yeah, we prefer you don't bring your pet or bikes or skateboards. It's not that we don't like those, but we just don't want to have anything bad happen to people or cars or something like that.
So, okay.
So
that kind of clearly defines that right
there.
Yeah,
it's not that we don't like the stuff. It's just cars and those things don't usually mix.
I understand fully. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Pete Minney, president of the Triple Cities Street Rods. We're talking about Cars in the Park being held this Sunday, July 12th. From 8 until 4 at Hickory's Park here in Owego. And we've talked a little bit about the cost. $15 for car registration and spectators, $2 a person to come in there. Plenty of parking right there. The parking is free. And you can go and check that all out. Now, we're going to go and wrap it up right here. And as we do that, any parting thoughts for today?
No, I would like to see a lot of people to show up and have a good time. The best part for me of the whole show was to see kids out there having fun. You run into people you don't know. You're there with maybe your grandfather, your grandmother, you know, aunt, uncle, whatever. You're just having a good time. And you're going to run into people you know. It's just a good time.
All right.
You got to come check it out. Even if you're not into cars, maybe check out the craft fair, check out the paint jobs on the car. There's probably something there for everybody.
I'm sure that there probably is, for sure. Again, I'll be attending this year. I've attended in previous years, and I look forward to it each and every year. If you missed any portion of this interview, that's a big truck going by in the background, you can check it out at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. We also have the live video feed posted as well. It's 9:23. This is The Morning Show.
You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into Art Garage, located on State Road 434 in Appalachian. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending Art Garage to their friends. Art Garage on State Route 434 in Appalachian. Call them at 607-258-0008.
Get ready for the 2026 racing season at Afton Motorsports Park. Feel the rumble of the modifieds, great sportsmen, limited sportsmen, 600cc modifieds, factory stocks, and four-wheel drive four-cylinders as they roar past the historic Afton grandstands. Fun for the entire family every Saturday night. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:45, racing at 6:30. Just take I-88 to exit 7 at Afton. Dirt track racing every Saturday night at Afton Motorsports Park. See their Facebook page for details or call 624-3772.
For Friday night asphalt racing, Chemung Speedrome is the place to be. Featuring five classes of racing with the Buckley's Automotive Modified, Jean's Automotive Four Cylinders, Love of Funeral Home Superstocks, the JRC Cleaning Bandoleros, and the Marion Decker Hobby Stocks, all in a family-friendly atmosphere at Chemung Speedrome. Gates open at 5, practice starts at 6, racing starts at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Take exit 59 off from I-86. Visit our website and check out our Facebook page at Chemung Speedrome Racing at the Drome.
Racing season is here and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Appalachian. This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca,
105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.